HarperCollins and Harper Audio present True Love, a novel by Sarah Gerard, performed by Sophie Amos. One. My mother reached out to me again this morning, trying to reconcile. Odessa asks me what I would say to her if I could say anything. I guess I would thank her for teaching me to be so kind, I say. I put her on speakerphone and hold my camera up to my crotch. I send Brian a picture with my underwear pulled to the side. My bedroom looms in the background. It's been 3 years since I've spoken with my mother. Since she said to me, "Why don't you cut yourself, take some pills, starve yourself, drop out of school, and suck some dick, Nina?" I had just told her I was considering not returning to college. I was 2 months out of rehab, talking to her on my bicycle en route to my second job as a line cook at the pizza shack. I told her never to contact me again. "You're my only child. You know I love you," she said in her email. "You've learned so much about yourself since then. You've had a difficult recovery." She said we could resolve our differences on my terms. She offered to come back to St. Petersburg. "Have you responded?" says Odessa. "No." "Are you going to?" I touch myself and send Brian a picture of the gloss on my fingertips. "I don't know why she would come here if she knows I'm leaving in a month," I say. I place my fingers in my mouth.
"How would she know that?"
"She talks to my dad." I imagine Brian wheeling over to the senior editor in his chair, having to cross his legs. He texts me, "You're killing me." "Hang on," I say to Odessa.
"You should touch yourself," I type.
"What are you waiting for her to say to you?" she says. "Isn't this what you wanted?"
"I'm at work," says Brian.
"So go to the bathroom."
"Yeah," I say. "I just don't think she's sincere." Odessa has known her since we were 5. I expect her to agree with me. She's quiet. A picture of Brian's dick appears on my phone. It's thick and curved, with trimmed hair, dark and tight against his groin. He snapped the photo in the mirror of an employee bathroom. It's lit from above.
"Are you making yourself come?" I say. "You should help me," he says.
"Hang on, Odessa," I say. "Seth is texting me."
"No worries."
Brian and I make plans for him to pick me up at 8. This gives me a few hours to file my article with him about the ongoing effects of the Deepwater Horizon oil spill. If I have time after that, I'll read Numina submissions and wash my pussy. "Let me call you later," I say to Odessa. He just asked me to help him with something.
"Okay."
She hangs up. Brian arrives at 11. I meet him down the street and climb into his black Jetta. He offers no explanation for how late he is, but carries on a side conversation as he drives, holding his phone down by his left thigh. We pass Seth's apartment, where a gauzy white bedsheet hangs in the window, illuminated by the light over his work table. I imagine him smoking weed, listening to Kurt Vile, painting color studies in his sketchbook. He texted me just as Brian arrived and invited me over. I was disappointed by his tenderness, his willingness to have me in his space. It makes me look like a bad person. We park down the street from the beach and walk hand in hand down the brick road, past craftsmen houses cloaked in darkness. We cross the last road to the Gulf of Mexico and are met with the sulfurous stench of red tide. We look out at the water, but it's too dark to see the fish kills lying along the shore. Brian turns toward me and lifts my shirt to find the small of my back. My body lights up. I realize I've stopped breathing and inhale, coughing at the smell. He pulls me over.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?